Hello and welcome back to More Than a Hemline. We are here, your two amigos, Liza and Ariella. We're going to speak about the spring and summer trends you should know about and our general style and modest philosophy. Okay, Liza, let's dive into it. I'm excited. Okay, minimalism is here and it is greasing the runway. It is greasing the streets. Think just clean, simple, black, white, neutrals. Lots of oversized button downs, cotton poplin shirts, like clean silhouettes.
It's funny that this is a spring trend because I feel like it's just a general 2023 trend that's come into play and that both you and I have been feeling like as we're purchasing. I've steered completely away from prints, even from color, which I'm somebody that especially in the summer, like I try and integrate color into my wardrobe just to like add differentiation and make it feel personal. But I've steered totally towards like white, black, beige, other neutrals. And I like this trend because I don't feel like I'm taking a risk, not just because it's so simple, but because if I buy like an oversized blazer right now and I pair it to a white button down and maybe a denim maxi skirt, that might seem like part of the trend right now, but then I can take all of those pieces and integrate them into my outfits like going forward. So I'd say if you're going to actually invest in any trend this season, this is what I'd invest in because it's basically encouraging you to invest in classic pieces for your wardrobe.
Oh, this just brings up so many questions for me and so many points of conversation. This whole shift in minimalism, it's a hard word to say in the context of conversation. Minimalism in the context of style is something we have both kind of journeyed with over the last year. And I'm curious like how you think it's impacted your personality and how you show up.
I don't know how much impact it's had. I just feel very like clean. I don't know how else to describe it. Like I feel very put together and that gives me a level of confidence. Not that I was missing before, this is like a shift. I think maybe it comes with age or new stages of life that it was something that I gravitated towards. So I don't know that it's had such an impact on my personality, but like right now that's really what resonates. And I also think from like, again, a spending perspective, it's just made me feel better about what I buy. Because these are like standard pieces that I've always wanted to have. And now I'm just like slowly pulling them into my closet and building, you know, what people call a capsule wardrobe. So whereas I usually have like decision-making anxiety when I'm shopping, especially now I feel like very firm and confident in everything that I'm purchasing.
This conversation is just, it's really rapidly evolving because now my follow-up question to you is, do you think that our personalities impact the clothes that we choose or that the clothes that we choose impact our personalities? Obviously, it's a bit of both, but I'll tell you kind of where I'm feeling this in my own life, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts. I've noticed over the last 3 years, my style has changed drastically, and I don't know if it really is like a style first problem or issue or like observation. Meaning I think as I've matured and as I have kind of come into my own and really understood myself more and become comfortable just being different and not feeling the need to vocalize that all the time, I've had less of a need to dress with like a lot of mixed prints and colors and loud style. I've like it for whatever reason, I think for me, my very like out there print mixing style was a reflection of my own internal discomfort with myself. And I haven't sat in therapy in a while, so I don't know if this is accurate. But this is my own work on myself that I'm starting to do. And I want to know, like, for you, do you think they're like, where does clothing and personality correlate?
So I think it's like there's macro and micro levels, but I agree. I think it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg. Here, for sure, I believe that personality comes first. and your personality as it shifts and as it evolves will then impact your clothing. And then once you get that like certain feeling in the clothing that you're wearing, you'll be more encouraged in one direction or another, and that'll impact your style. And then it like becomes a spiral from there. But on a more micro level, I feel like we all have multiple personalities. So like, I don't even feel unique saying that anymore, because now I've spoken to so many people, and I think it's just, it's more like, okay, we have moods, especially as women. So today I woke up and I really like have learned to appreciate this gift. Like I wake up and I have a mood with my outfit. It's like today I want to feel feminine. Whereas yesterday, like all I wanted to wear was pants. Today, all I wanted to wear was like a really feminine skirt and like, you know, a chic sweater. So your personality every day is going to impact your style. And like learning to listen to that is what's going to make you feel the most yourself as you leave the house. I love how we like automatically get into these deep topics when we're totally supposed to be like on the surface trends. How did we get here?
I was just getting so bored. I was like, I can't run through the rest of this list. Like, I need to like say what's on my mind. I hope the listeners are on board too. We'll make it through the rest of the trends in due time. Probably not in this episode anymore, because we're supposed to keep them short and sweet. But I love how this conversation organically evolved into modesty, because now my follow-up question obviously is going to be, okay, we're saying that our personalities impact the clothes that we choose. And like, we have different personalities throughout, you know, even the course of a day, right? Like depending on who you're with and the environment that you're in, your personality is going to shift. You're going to show up differently. And we've always said that, you know, when it comes to modesty, the whole purpose of modesty, the intention of modesty is to allow you to express your internality externally. So you're trying, the whole purpose of modesty is a tool in which to express your personality. So I don't know if I have a question here or
your thoughts.
Yes, or my thoughts.
I totally agree. And I think the second that we get like so ahead of ourselves with trends, that's when we start to lose that element of personality and become like external. Like, let me look outside of myself to see what I should do and what I should wear and how I should act. And that's the risk with trends. So again, I always bring up Marie Kondo. I love this woman. The same like strategy that she has for going through clothes in your wardrobe and like picking them up and asking yourself, does this make me happy? And like waiting for that feeling. And if you're not getting that feeling, just like allowing yourself to part with the piece. I say, allow yourself to do that with trends, and don't even limit yourself to like, well, this trend is totally not modest, so I'm not going to acknowledge that. Like, for example, a spring trend is definitely like that lingerie look. I mean, we're not even going to get into the fact that people are literally going out without pants on. And I don't mean wearing a skirt. I mean, actually zero pants, just underwear and maybe tights if we're lucky. But more so the trend of like bustiers and a lot of lace and nightgowns and wearing that out. And that's a trend that like I love. I think it's beautiful. I think it's super feminine and I want to tap into it. So, okay, that doesn't align with my modesty, but that definitely like aligns with my personality. I get excited by it. So how am I going to make that work for me? Am I going to put a bustier over, you know, a mock neck or maybe over a white button down and make it fun and make it modest and make it my own? So as spring trends come out and as we continue to discuss them, I encourage everyone to, you know, just think like, does this resonate with me and feel aligned with my personality? Or am I just doing this because it's like something to do?
I love what you just brought up, because it is so important to take a step back. We all have this desire to fit in, right? Like we want to be a part of a community. And that's really what trends do on a high level, is they align you with other people, right? Like if I'm seeing a lot of other people wearing denim maxi skirts, well, I'm gonna feel some kind of connection to them because I also am wearing a denim maxi skirt. It's sublime. And at the same time, it's so important to take a step back and recognize like, why am I going to buy this? Do I actually like it? Does it actually bring me joy? Does it actually align with my personality? Like, I think we have this tendency in, you know, consumer culture to just buy and not think about why we're buying what we're buying. And I love that you're bringing in intention, because it just all intertwines so well with modesty and like the power that modesty can really give us in, I guess, more carefully deciphering what we buy and what we don't buy.
Right. 100%.
What is your general take on trends? I think we've mentioned it in an episode a while ago, but for our new listeners.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just finding balance. Like, I've noticed for myself, at least, and this is not to say I'm some fashion forecaster, but like, sometimes I'll like a trend even before I've seen it, like, out in the world. It's not like, oh, everyone's wearing it, so I want it. Like, loafers, for example. Like, I saw that trend, you know, coming up, and before everyone was doing it, I was like, wow, I really like that. I really want to wear that. So just like accepting that trends are okay, and it's not like, oh, let me defy all fashion norms, but also just listening to yourself and listening to your gut when it comes to fashion overall on a, you know, trend basis, like, so seasonally, but also even on a daily basis, just like trusting your gut and what is going to make you feel like the best version of yourself.
What's the purpose of trends, Liza?
Oh my God, how are we getting so deep? How did we get here? The purpose of trends is to make people conform. I actually don't know. It's a really good question. That's what it is.
I feel like it's just to create excitement and to get people to buy. It all comes back to consumerism, capitalism.
But it starts on the runway. That's what's so interesting. Like, now people buy off the runway, but no one used to buy off the runway. The runway just informed everybody else. But
it's like, who is gathering around,
right,
you know, a year before a collection is launched, deciding, guys, we're all going to make cobweb crochet a thing, okay? Like, let's all align on it right here, right now. Spring 23, cobweb crochet is going to be in. Who's having this conversation? Who's leading the conversation?
It's such a good question. We need to do some research and get back. If anybody listening has theories / work fashion and actually knows the answer, please let us know. Ariella@the-reflective.com.
Yes, hit me with your theories, guys. And if you have any questions or comments on this episode, please, please add them in as well. And we are going to throw up a Instagram question box actually this week. So you can, you know, write in all of your thoughts and questions there too, if you get a little bit email shy, which I totally understand. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week.